You are promised paradise.
How much are you men prepared to suffer?
The Prophet has said we must leave Mecca.
If you stay, they will kill you. One by one.
Mohammed says that in Abyssinia there is a Christian king. No man is wrong in his country.
You must leave now. Today.
We found their tracks and followed them, but they just disappeared.
They were there, in the desert, under the vultures, and you let them escape you.
Escape? They vanished.
Muhammad has stayed, only the weakest have gone.
Weak or strong, they'll blacken our name. We're honest merchants. We buy and sell in good faith. We cannot afford scandal.
Abyssinia. Amr. You're a friend of Anajashi, the king?
Yes.
Can you use that friendship?
I think I can bring them back. Yes.
Abyssinia.
Rise up, Amr. There is nothing you may ask for that we will not give.
Lion of Judah,
I don't know where to begin.
You have our friendship. Begin there.
Certain runaway slaves have escaped from us into your kingdom.
Slaves go back, as you no doubt would return our slaves to us.
There are, however, some free men among them. Rebels.
Rebels? If there's disturbance in that area, why am I not informed?
They are rebels in religion.
At one time or another, all religions were rebellions. The bodies of slaves are of the world and within our disposal. But as Jesus Christ is our shepherd, the souls of men are his sheep.
These are Arabs who have betrayed the religion of their fathers. They follow a lunatic they call a prophet.
But I cannot put souls into chains without hearing them.
Good. Their stiff necks will hang them.
Do you not bow yourselves before your prophet?
Muhammad is a man. We kneel only to God.
Where are Muhammad's miracles, Jafar? If he were a prophet, he'd light the sky with miracles.
Indeed, this is true. God has given his prophets the sign of miracles, that we may recognize them.
The miracle of Muhammad is the Holy Quran.
A book! A book! Written by an illiterate, attributed to God. I think the Emperor has heard enough.
I'm mindful of Pentecost, when God sent down tongues of fire upon the heads of Christ's apostles, so they could speak the many languages of the world that they knew not before. But do such miracles happen in our times? I've heard enough. You've made a poor case.
When we suffered persecution in Mecca, Muhammad told us, go to Abyssinia, the land of a righteous king, where no man is wronged.
What they call persecution was fair punishment. Their disorder and their...
Why did your prophet send you to me?
Because you believe in the book of the one God as we do. He sent us because in your heart God will protect us.
Talking with them is like drawing water from a mirage.
But they've now laid a duty on me to listen to them, my friend. Go on.
For years, we worshipped wood and stone, images of our own manufacture. We lived in ignorance of God. We had few earthly laws and no heavenly laws. The rich neglect the poor, and the natural pity of man, whereby he lifts his brother up when he has fallen, is described by them as upsetting social order. To this inhumanity has come a man whom God chose, and in that we believe.
You are overcome. I beg you to collect yourself.
I speak of the messenger of God. Muhammad teaches us to worship one God, to speak truth, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to give charity. Even a smile can be charity. To protect women from misuse, to shelter orphans. And to turn away from gods of wood and stone.
I cannot keep still and hear this blasphemy. We are an ancient civilization. It To call our gods wood and stone is to speak ignorantly of them. The idol, the form, is not what we worship, but the spirit that resides within the form.
I agree that idolatry is not always fully understood.
Thank you. Now let me bring him back to the women.
God made woman to be the proper companion of man. She is different, but equal.
Equal! We buy them. Feed them, clothe them, use them, discard them. Women equal to us?
God created man from one male and one female. Amr, you must respect in all women the womb that bore you.
Why are your 300 gods so tongue-tied, while his only god is eloquent?
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Who taught you those names?
They are named in the Quran.
I knew Muhammad when he was an orphan minding sheep.
And we knew Christ as a carpenter. What Christ says, and what your Muhammad says, is like two rays from the same lamp.
They are lying to you. They deny Christ. You worship three gods, they say. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they say.
What do you say of Christ?
They say God cannot have a son. Christ is not the Son of God.
Speak to me of Christ.
We say of Christ what our prophet has taught us. That God cast his Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary. And that she conceived Christ, the apostle of God.
The apostle, he says, not the son, not the son.
What does your miracle, your Quran, say of the birth of our dear Lord Jesus Christ?
May I relate the words?
Come closer to me.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Relate in the book the story of Mary, how she withdrew from her family to a place in the East, how we sent to her our angel Gabriel, who said, I am a messenger from your God to announce the birth of a holy son to you. She said, how shall I, Mary, have a son when no man has touched me? And Gabriel replied, for your Lord says, it will happen. We appoint him as a sign unto man and a mercy from us. It is a thing ordained.
Difference between us and you is no thicker than this lie. Not for a mountain of gold will I give them up to you. You may live in Abyssinia in peace for as long as you wish. May God's blessings be upon you on your return.
Intolerable! Muhammad disturbs even our foreign alliances. Very well. We will make a foreigner of him. Abu Talib has his arms around him. Very well. We will throw uncle and nephew out. In one bundle, his whole family out. We will expel them from ourselves.
No merchant may trade with them. No land remain to them. No roof shelter them. No baker bake for them. No woman marry them. Until they renounce, they can't. Ah! Ah!
These were the worst years of Muhammad's life. For 3 years, they suffered the hunger, thirst, cruelty of the open desert. But the year of grief was still to come, when Khadija, Muhammad's wife for 24 years, died. When Abu Talib, his old protector, died. With his last breath, Abu Talib tried again to reconcile Mecca and Muhammad.
He never asked more from you than one word. One God.
If it were only a question of one word, we would have given him 10 words. But the word he wants would dethrone all the gods.
You were afraid even to hear him.
With the death of his uncle, Muhammad had now lost all protection. He was no longer safe in Mecca. Alone with Zayd, his adopted son, he went to the hillside town of Taif. He asked to be taken in, to be allowed to preach. But the children of Taif were turned loose to stone him back into the desert. Muhammad called this the bitterest day of his life. Then, miraculously, when Muhammad's mission seemed to have failed, his entire situation changed. A deputation from the rich but self-destroying city of Medina met him by night at the rocks of Aqaba, asking him to come to them, to stand between their factions, to mediate their continual quarrels and civil wars. Muhammad agreed, provided they gave him a pledge that they worship the one God only.
Wait. When we take this pledge, we expel ourselves from the rest of Arabia. So wait. War is in this pledge. We are to make enemies of brothers. We are to make firewood of our gods. That is the meaning of the pledge. If we take it, there can be no turning back. For Muhammad is indeed the messenger of God, foretold to us by the Jews in our city.
So if anyone has doubt in this pledge, go now.
But if you have no doubts, then you do as I do. I pledge myself to the one and only God, and to you, Muhammad, the messenger of God.
He is of us, and we are of him. Let him bring his followers, our brothers, to us, to Medina.
This was a journey that changed the world. The Hijra, or flight to Medina. Only 70 people, split up into small groups, walking 250 miles of desert. Yet so profound were the consequences So lasting were the effects of this walk that from it the Muslims date their calendar. In this moment, Islam found its future. Muhammad himself stayed in Mecca in the greatest danger until all his followers had left safely.
A nation. He has received a city, entered into pledges and treaties, and you, Salul, who claimed to be king of Medina, lost the kingdom last night while you were in bed.
You should worry about yourself, Busofian. Every time you trade a whiff of perfume up to Syria, you must creep past that man in Medina. He is across your mercantile throat, so to speak.
And what do you intend to do?
I intend to wait.
And how long will you wait?
Till you and the rest of Arabia remove him. To save your way of life.
And while you wait?
I shall accept his call, of course. Does he think I will give him my birthright? I will not. Medina is worth the conversion.
Hypocrisy.
Call it a healthy hypocrisy.
King Salul, wiping his face on the floor 5 times a day praying. I don't believe it.
He may not have to. We'll do now what we should have done before. Kill Muhammad.
Come. Come and see. They say that practice leads to perfection.
Seven young men, each from a different family. My own son Ikrima is with them. They will stab him. Together.
If the responsibility for his death is shared, where lies the guilt?
My idea.
I'm not sure I'm part of it. Muhammad's body contains too much. His mind, his words.
But it is an ingenious solution.
And a final one.
Cousin lay there to die for him?
Who are we fighting?
It cannot go far. All the tracks are watched. He must take to the desert. Mecca will give 100 camels to the man who brings back Muhammad or his head. Look for 3 of them. Muhammad, Abu Bakr, and Orakat as Bedouin guide.
What is it?
They're not grazing camels. They've eaten dates. They're from the city.
Thank you.
Why are you here? Medina's to the north.
They make the tracks. Not I.
Nomads? Traveling west?
I know my art.
They say that you can track a bird by smelling the air. We go with them.
He may be in that cave over there.
Mohammed, if you come out, we'll take you to Mecca alive.
They can't be in there. This web is unbroken.
And these pigeons, they would not build.
We were wrong to follow them. We should have gone north.
Let's move then. We still have time to head them off.
Threads of a spider's web were all that was then between Mohammed and murder. But he was a man not to be killed. The Bedouin guide led him and his companion, Abu Bekr, in their escape through untracked spaces of the desert and the heat of the June days. At Medina, his followers waited with their welcome ready, but in great fear for his journey.
Anything?
No, nothing.
He himself said he's only a man. No man can survive that heat.
May be obliged to free you as a gesture.
Medina the Blessed, your city, messenger of God. You will stay with me, messenger of God. I have the best house in Medina. He will give me the honor of keeping you. Stay with me!
Please, please, please! How can the prophet choose between so many welcomes?
Where God guides his camel to stop, there he will build his house.
All agreed. We turn Kaswa, his camel, loose. And where Kaswa sits, the prophet stays.
Clever man. Choice made by a camel can offend no one.
Here we will build the house of the prophet.
And our first meeting place, a prayer house. The first mosque of Islam, here.
God is great. God is great.
Bricks, eh? Give me that. Look, you are doing too much. Please, go and sit down. We'll do it. Look, he went for more.
Work is a worship, he says.
He's 53 years old.
How old are you?
Thank you.
There's something missing. Maybe a bell to call the people in.
The Christians use a bell?
Hmm.
What about a horn? Like the Jews?
A drum. There's too much blood in a drum.
Why not the human voice? As in Omar ibn Khattab's vision.
The prophet agrees. He means you, Bilal.
Me?
You have a good voice. Use it. Climb up there.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers! Today, a man of Medina will embrace a man of Mecca. Each will share half and half. Reach out. Embrace your neighbor in brotherhood.
I'm tired of the politics of kissing slaves. Read this. Prophets should concern themselves with the afterworld.
How is my son?
Praying like a horse. Does it burn your hands?
If it's not torn up, it will burn down the house.
He's making laws like a king. He has declared that loyalty to Islam is more than loyalty to tribe or family.
What? All Muslims are next of kin to one another? Don't be misled by that. He must change the nature of the tribes before that. The danger is here. Equality. A man's neighbor is as good as himself.
The lunatic means it.
Jews and Christians have equal rights with Muslims. The Jews who attach themselves to our commonwealth shall be protected.
Women have rights of inheritance.
Rights. Next, he'll be giving the camel rights.
He has. The lunatic has. You can't overload them. He's remaking a city. My city.
Damn him. He's taken our sons from us. Our future from us. His rights. And our wrongs.
No more. This time, it will not be just as riffraff. We will take everything of value they have left in Mecca. Their rugs, their houses, their silver. And with it, enlarge our caravan to Damascus.
My friends, listen to me. I have news from Mecca. Everything you have left behind is gone. The thieves, Abu Bakr's shops, the Prophet's house, sold. Every cup or piece of cloth, every rag or bone you ever owned is thrown on the market. You are a people of nothing. Don't you even fight for what you own?
Who talks of fight?
What other worry is there, Hamza?
When the Prophet says fight,
we fight. Now he says peace.
Exactly. You're a peace-loving people. Up to your necks in forbearance.
Go back to work.
We have to defend ourselves. You are the messenger of God. Yet they mock, abuse, and plunder us, and we do nothing. In the baggage of war, we are pathetic. But they are led by greed. We are led by God and you. Now, I know how you hate the sword. But we